Mahoning County Prosecutor Lynn Morrow is seeking a delay in the retrial of an Alliance man accused in the cold case murder of a 17-year-old girl. She asked Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney Tuesday to continue the case of 54-year-old Robert Moore. Morrow said she wants a special prosecutor to take over, citing a possible conflict of interest. She says she consulted with Moore's family while she was in private practice after Moore was charged in 2021. He's scheduled for trial Monday on a charge of aggravated murder. He was found not guilty in the June 2009 disappearance of Glenna White of Smith Township. Sweeney declared a mistrial in 2022 after jurors were unable to agree on a lesser charge of murder. Family emergency involving an attorney and juror misconduct prompted two more mistrials. Bond set at $1 million for a suspect in a Canton shooting. 29-year-old Marcolo Richardson of Canton arraigned Tuesday in municipal court on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, and failure to comply. A status hearing scheduled Friday. Richardson allegedly shot 37-year-old Devon Spencer three times Saturday night at a gas station on Mahoning Road Northeast. Spencer was listed in critical condition at Altman Hospital. The case will be heard by the Stark County Grand Jury for direct indictment. The owners of the Timkins Stables asking the Ohio Supreme Court to get involved in their legal battle to keep the property. The appeal made after the 5th District Court rejected an appeal by the Beit HaKavod Messianic Synagogue. Stark County Judge Kristen Farmer last March gave Rabbi Mark and Heidi Lancaster 30 days to make safety-related repairs or else the structure would be sold. The city of Canton filed suit in 2023 to force the owners to bring the building up to code. The suit says several violations were found during inspections during July 2019 and May 2022, none of the ordered repairs have been completed. More than $131,000 in grant funding going to the Stark County Health Department. It's part of the inaugural round of about $51 million available through the One Ohio Recovery Foundation. The grant money comes from 55% of settlement funds Ohio will receive from the pharmaceutical industry for its role in the opioid crisis. The local funding will be used to expand services provided by the Stark County Health Mobile. It delivers naloxone education and distribution and connects people to services and resources in the county. Trials now slated June 24th and 29th for two men charged with a killing in East Liverpool. Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton Monday ruled for separate trials in the cases of 34-year-old Elvin Tisdale of Newell, West Virginia, and 24-year-old Alan Tisdale of Lisbon. The prosecutor's office had argued to have the two tried together. Assistant Prosecutor Steve Iacovone wrote last week newly discovered evidence would, by law, require the men be tried separately. Tisdale's charged with aggravated murder in the July 2021 slaying of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas. Final status hearing scheduled March 21st for a Wellsville man charged with attempted murder. 35-year-old Michael Stacy pleaded not guilty last month to other charges, including felonious assault, attempted aggravated arson, abduction, and trespass. He's scheduled to stand trial April 1st in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Stacy accused of hitting a woman with a blunt object October 17th. He's being held at the county jail on $100,000 bond. Councilwoman Samantha Turner announced her candidacy for mayor of Youngstown Tuesday. She'll run in the Democratic primary against incumbent Tito Brown. WFMJ-TV reports Turner says her top priority is reducing crime. Businessman Derek McDowell and John White are running as independent candidates. White is the husband of Councilwoman Amber White. Youngstown woman will be sentenced next month on account of unlawful transactions in weapons. 21-year-old Lisette Salas pleaded guilty Monday in Common Pleas Court. 20-year-old Felicia Wesson was sentenced to 21 months in prison in October after pleading guilty to discharge of a firearm. Wesson fired several shots at a man with whom she was arguing in December 2023. One of the rounds struck a nearby apartment building. No one was hurt. Salas was accused of providing the gun used by Wesson. Former Ohio Health Director and Youngstown area native Amy Acton is running for governor. The 58-year-old physician and public health expert stood beside Governor DeWine for months during his daily coronavirus briefings. Acton filed paperwork and launched her campaign Tuesday. She plans to run as a Democrat. Acton grew up in Youngstown in 1984, graduating from Liberty High School, where she would be a commencement speaker in 2022. She paid her way through college at Youngstown State and the Northeast Ohio School of Medicine. Acton's entry into the race comes as Republican Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General Dave Yost are positioning to run for the seat, which DeWine must vacate next year due to term limits.